everybody. Alan Ellis here, and here we are on Easter weekend. It's windy and out there, nasty and kind of rainy and wet. So make your own decisions whether you want to go fishing today or not, but that's up to you. We've got a good day for ducks, that's for sure. A couple new sponsors today. Our buddy is down at Bud, down at Fishbones is back. Back from his extended stay in Florida over the winter, and he's back on the mark. And we've got the Havre de Grace Decoy Festival, too. That's coming up on May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. And, you know, if you like decoy collecting and wildlife art, just so you know, I like saying wildlife art on the radio three times real fast. Go ahead, Brian, you try that. If you like waterfowl hunting or a scenic walk along the bay, up there in Havre de Grace, it's time for the 34th Annual Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at Havre de Grace Decoy Museum. And this year's event is Friday evening, May 1st, Saturday, May 2nd, and Sunday, May 3rd. Admission for the whole weekend is just $10, and a lot of people take advantage of that live in the area. Carving competitions, a silent auction, an outdoor hunting show, and it features community and nonprofit organizations. There will be 100 decoy wildlife art, photography, and artists, along with hunting and fishing suppliers and guide services. It is a family-friendly festival. Great food, lots to see and do. Free shuttle buses run between the Decoy Museum, the middle school, and the activity center. You can learn about the great hunting traditions of the Chesapeake at the Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival. That would be in the Havre de Grace Decoy Museum, May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. The website is decoymuseum.com, or you can call them at 410-939-3739. We'll see you at the Decoy Festival. Let's talk to Kirk in Baltimore. Hey, Kirk.
Good morning.
How are you, buddy?
In this miserable wheelchair, and it's not where I want to be.
No.
It's the way it is.
I thought about you the other day. I was going through some old tackle boxes. There were a number of Tony spoons, and I saw one in particular called a hobo spoon. Have you ever seen it?
No, I'm not familiar with that one.
It's More of a round type spoon, has a spinner. It looks like a kind of a propeller on the front and the hook on the back. Kind of, it's a feathered hook, but it's not attached directly to the spoon. It's more of a swivel type action on it. It's called a Tony said a hobo.
I'm not familiar. That you learn something every day.
Yeah,
I was calling the. I saw in the February-March issue of the Fishing and Hunting Journal, there's a picture of an individual took an 8-pound chain pickerel on an eastern shore pond. Did you happen to see that picture?
Well, I happened to publish the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, and we did our once-a-year fishing outlook, and that picture is on the cover.
When I saw that, it just, it's... Sometimes, what the hell's wrong with me that I see a picture like that and it gets me going.
Gets the juices flow. You know, I got to get an article to you. There's one called Toothy Critters, in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. It's got Matt Sell, in there. The article's about where to fish for northern pike, walleyes, and muskies in Maryland, and We need to get your address, Kirk, and I'll drop one of these in the mail to you.
I would like to see that.
Yeah.
When I saw that picture of that of that pickerel and the individual who caught him,
Lee Hale.
When he said he knew it was a special fish, and he's been fishing for pickerel for 38 years, and I thought, well, here's a if someone's going to take a fish like that, he's the one who deserves it.
Oh yeah.
That picture, and in that same issue, there was an article about a bluefin tuna taken off the Carolina coast as over 1,000 pounds, and they said he was taken just 3.5 miles off the beach in about 35 feet of water. And to see that there are still still fish like that around, even though that, even though the intense pressure that's on them, it gets you. It's just great to know that they're still still out there.
It is,
That it just takes that next cast where you're going to have the fish of a lifetime. And I think that with something like the bluefin, when they're gone, it's going to be an absolute tragedy.
Oh, absolutely.
It really will be. But I see those pictures, and I think it's just great that they're still around, and that there are individuals who really appreciate that the fish that size and what it goes through. And I thought about that pike in that wherever that pond was there in the Eastern Shore, you think, well, if he'd made it one more year, would you be looking at a new world record fish, and he probably would have been able to break that mark. But as I say, it's just, I don't know why it gets me going so much that I see that they're still around, and I know my carcass won't be able to take them, but just to know that they're there, it means something. So,
well, we also have on the cover, and these two state records were taken this year. We also have a 28.8 pound tautog caught off Ocean City.
That's there with all the head boats fishing after him all the time. He can still make it that amount. It's just, I don't know. Like I say, I think there's,
and that is a pending world record. That beats the one that was taken off of Virginia a couple of years ago, 25 pound. This one's 28.8.
And the other day I was just so bloody miserable, and a fishing show came on, and I was the Wollaston Lodge. I couldn't catch where it was, but an individual had won a contest and was being taken fishing for northern pike.
Oh boy.
Pike after pike coming into the boat, taking the lure just as he was about to take the lure out of the water.
Mm-hmm.
See these huge northerns coming in at the coming in on the surface like that. It just, as I said, and this guy was able to, he saw more pike in one morning than I saw in my entire life. And it just got me going that there are still, sure, there are still lakes like that, and there are still fish like that, and to see the aggressiveness in that fish and coming in like that,
sure,
it really, like I say, I think, what the hell's wrong with me that I get that I get so worked up when I see a...
Nothing's wrong with you. That's great. I think that's wonderful.
When I see things like that,
yeah.
And I... My family, no one ever appreciated it, and I think they think there's I have some kind of sickness that I've been all my life that I've been like that. So,
you've been on a quest. That's for sure.
But I wouldn't want to have it. I wouldn't want to have it any other way. But as I say, when I saw those pictures, I thought of you. So I just,
oh man,
thought I would pass those thoughts along.
All right, brother.
So great to see fish like that. So,
well, look, don't hang up. Leave your address with Brian, and I'll drop a couple copies of the quarterly to you. I think you'll enjoy it. And also got an email here from our buddy John B. He said, Kirk, that I'm to let you know that it makes his date when you call in. Well, you've been here for a long time, and we talk about northern pike, and we talk about old fishing lures and that type of thing, you know. So, I mean, and, you know, back in our day, man, you took a Johnson spoon, or you took a you know, jitterbug or something like that when you wanted to go fishing. You always made sure you had a couple sizes and a couple of colors, and, you know, you didn't have bag after bag after bag of multicolored, you know, plastic worms or things like that. You just went out there and fished, you know.
It's and it gets me. My wife used to like to go to the antique stores, and they'd have a section where they have old lures and old reels, and
yeah,
everything that's in there is a tackle that I used to use.
Uh-huh.
Now it's considered a bloody antique.
So. Of course, you got it.
It just gives you a perspective, and you think, where did the time go? It's just where did it go? That it's, I just like to have one more morning where I'm headed out to the dock, and the guy's waiting there, and you shake hands, and he's as worked up as you are about going out on the water, and it's just so many mornings like that.
Yeah.
It just I'm just sorry that it's over, because it really, people who don't appreciate it just don't know what they're missing.
Well, I understand that, but Kirk, it's not over. It's a memory that you can relive day after day after day.
That's what keeps me going. I look at the pictures and I think, and so many of the times I was by myself, and it's, so it's just, I was the one to be able to appreciate it, and I, no matter who I talk with, they wouldn't understand that it's a, what are you getting worked up about? It was always that time, that transition between the light and the dark, when everything is still, and it's just, that's the time that that you're really psyched up and waiting for that strike to come in, so...
All right, buddy.
So you take care.
All right. Well, look, it's good to hear you. Happy Easter, okay?
You too.
All right, hold on. Hey, NBS Seafood down there at 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie is stocked with wild-caught catfish fillets. They come in a 5-pound bag, just $45. Wild-caught crawfish, live crabs, jumbo Gulf shrimp, scallops, and a variety of other seafood items for Easter weekend. And today would be a perfect day to be there. The new hours of operation are Thursday, Fridays, and Mondays from 2 to 7, and Saturday today, 10 to 7, and tomorrow they'll actually be open on Easter Sunday from noon till 5. Few oysters left. They've extended the season about 2 weeks, but... it's just about over. They do accept Visa, MasterCard, EBT, and cash, of course. And NBS Seafood has that full selection of Louisiana crawfish, as I mentioned, Andouille sausage, gator tail meat, along with live Louisiana crabs. So any questions, or if you'd like to stop by, 410-271-3202. And again, they're 1223 Dorsey Road, right off 97 there in Glen Burnie beside Jim Donny RV. Check that out. Our buddies at Fishbones Bait and Tackle, back open again for the season. Great fish and tackle, crabbing supplies, up-to-date fishing and crabbing information. It's Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, you take Route 100 to the end. You hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. You go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. That's right. That'd be Fishbones. They also carry the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. That phone number, 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle. Well, you folks are running the show this morning. It's always good to hear from Kirk. Our phone number here is 410-WCBM-680. And I learned to say that on my very first time here many years ago, 26 years ago. And I've always had coffee to drink on the air, which I'm going to do now. Ah, boy, that's good coffee. Yes, indeed. Gets my morning started, that's for sure. And then if you happen to be out of the, in Maryland, but out of the Baltimore dialing area, the phone number is 1-800-WCBM-680, 1-800-922-6680, or 410-922-6680. That's numerically there for those of you who can't relate the numbers to the letters, but it's okay. Maryland Fishing Challenge is underway. There's some new entries down there, too. But I'll tell you, it's a free year-round tournament. It's hosted by Maryland DNR Fisheries Service for every recreational angler in Maryland. Eligible fish include all game fish from the Atlantic Ocean to the clear fresh water of Deep Creek Lake, including more than 65 species in five categories: freshwater, Chesapeake Bay, Atlantic Coast, catch and release, and even those nasty old blue catfish and flathead catfish and snakeheads and the invasive species. The youth division is connected to the free online Maryland Youth Fishing Club, too. Now, if you catch a fish of a notable specified size, you'll receive your official angler award certificate. They used to call that a citation. Citation has maybe a negative note. I don't want to get a citation when I'm fishing, but I will take an angler award, don't you think? Absolutely. And we may have a major announcement on that coming, too, next week. But anyway, you'll get an invitation to the grand finale event in September when you could win a Tracker Marine Boat Package, an exotic fishing vacation from the World Fishing Network. Costa Gear, that's the Sunglass People, tackle packages from Bass Pro Shop and Bill's Outdoor Center, and even more. So trout season's here. The perch run is on. Rockfish season's just around the corner. And from the headboats on the Atlantic to the headwaters of a clear mountain stream, it's time. It's fishing time. Go fish. The official rules are online at dnr2.maryland.gov/fisheries. Hope you're feeling lucky.
This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer, blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
This is Mark Levin. To take back the country, turn on your radio every weeknight at 7. 3 hours of the most important issues of our time only on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buzz baits and Zara spoons, pumpkin seeds and flutes, booyah crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction for all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
You know, I was at my accountant's the other night. I was. And my hunting and fishing tackle is tax deductible. It really is. I mean, I'm in this business, and, you know, I do have an established business, and it serves me well. Excuse me. But he told me a story. He had a lady who was in her 80s, mid-80s, who was a client. And she says, I know I'm not going to be here forever, but she said, this woman with me has been my caretaker for several years. And she said, she's, you know, she keeps me going. And I have no kids. I just want to leave my estate to her. And how can we make that happen? And my accountant says, well, we can make that happen easy enough. And she said, okay, good. She said, the only thing is that Maryland will tax my estate like 10%. And she said, it's $500,000. She said, I really don't want to give, you know, $50,000 to the state when it could go to her. And my accountant says, well, we can. She said, is there any way around that? And he says, absolutely. And she said, well, what do you think that would cost? And he said, probably $15 or $20. She said, no. He said, yes. Very simple fix. And she said, well, how do we do that? Let's do that. And he said, well, he said, all you two need to do is get married. It didn't quite fly. All right, we got a report here from WTOP. Nearly 40% of restaurants serve fake blue crab cakes. This is out of Washington. Summer months are WTOP. Summer months are around the corner, and that means blue skies, but it doesn't necessarily mean the crabs will be blue. Nearly 40% of crab cakes served at area restaurants don't have the blue crab meat they advertise, reports a company called Oceana, a nonprofit dedicated to protection of the world's oceans. Instead, the eateries serve imported and often illegally caught crab meat. Below is a chart showing what kind of crabs were found. Well, I can't show you the chart on the radio, but if you go to the WTOP website, you can find that, or just Google fake blue crab cakes. There's the blue crab is, of course, the biggest part of this chart, but then there's one called the blue swimming crab. There's one called a three-spot swimming crab. There's one called the horse or gazami crab. There's a Cortez swimming crab. There's the warty and blue swimming crab mix. There's all kinds of different crab meat that doesn't even have. There's some that just have scientific names that don't even have common names. And a lot of these crab species identified in Oceana's crab cake testing were colors of different swimming crab species from Indo-Pacific. The also on the charter in green are swimming crabs from the Pacific coast of Mexico. And there's a couple there that have an asterisk in front of them that say they're not even on the FDA seafood list. So Steve Vilnet, our director of fisheries marketing at the Maryland Department of Natural Resources, tells the Washington Post, imported crab meat is cheaper and more consistent throughout the year. It is, and there are businesses that specialize in imported crabs. In Oceana's report, the organization says the samples it tested came from 86 Chesapeake area restaurants, ranging from high-end to catering trucks. Overall, 38% of crab cakes were mislabeled. Mislabeled crab meat was found at the rates of 47% in Annapolis, 46% in Baltimore, 39% in Washington, D.C., and 38% in Ocean City, and 9% on the Eastern Shore. The local industry can't possibly survive when people think they're supporting it, and they're not, said Steve Vilnet. So just thought I'd throw that out there. I mean, it's no secret that crab meat is imported. I didn't think it was a secret. But you can't advertise that your crab cakes are true blue, you know, when they're not. So there is a concern there from Steve Vilnet. Just reporting, not making a judgment on that. You folks figure it out where you want to eat your crab cakes. But keep in mind, our Maryland crab season runs from April through end of October and into November a little bit. Hold on a second. had a little sneeze thing going on there. I sound a little stuffy this morning. It's because I'm a little stuffy this morning. So, just so you know. But I thought you'd be interested in that crab cake thing as far as the crabs that were imported from around the world and put in our crab cakes here in Maryland. And I NBS, our sponsor down there, he makes no bones about it. It's, you know, he's going to tell you when he has Maryland crabs, he has Maryland crabs, and other times to sell crabs, he has Louisiana crabs, which, you know, our crabs coming into Maryland come from Louisiana. Well, basically all the East Coast states and all the Gulf states. I mean, we get crabs from big crab market into Maryland from North Carolina, Louisiana, Texas, and other places. Those are the big three. People truck their blue crabs in here on a daily basis, and right now it's all Louisiana for the most part, and they're not that inexpensive. I heard prices of $220 a box, which is a little bit more than a bushel. It's like 45 pounds. So the crab, you know, price is not going to go down. Talked to my son-in-law the other day. They had crabs. He said, you know, $80 for a dozen. He said it's ungodly expensive. So, you know, $6 for a soft crab and not a real big one. So it is what it is. If you like to eat the crabs, eat the crabs. But keep in mind, you're going to pay the price. It's not your seafood dealer that's adjusting the price. It's supply and demand. It's what he has to pay for it. So, you know, it is what it is. It is what it is. All right. We're going to talk to Carl here in a minute, but I want to tell you about the latest from Annapolis and the Maryland Hunting Coalition. Tremendous, tremendous victory today. Let me tell you about this first, though. And we've got some nice emails from folks on the Bull Roast Banquet from the NPLB and Operation Second Chance coming up here on April 26th. That's Sunday, April 26th, supporting our wounded veterans with this Bull Roast Banquet fundraiser. 12 to 6 p.m., and it's a fundraiser and a live concert at the Timonium Fairgrounds at 2200 York Road in the 4-H Hall. Tickets are $3,500 each or $55 for a couple, and kids eat under 10 eat free. The Bull Roast, the live auction, the cash bar, and then there's the Fleetwood Mac tribute band that comes up after the concert. So if you want more information, we invite you to call Mark Hoke. He was our guest here a couple weeks ago, 301-674-4234, 301-674-4234, or call Susan Peacock at 301-775-7738. And Mark made a couple tickets available to us. We've passed out a few pairs of tickets this week to people that emailed and called and asked. And what we're trying to do with the tickets that were provided is to say, look, if you're a Vietnam vet, wounded, not wounded, if you served with distinction and you'd like to get together with some other vets, maybe you've been wounded, maybe not, you know, we might have a ticket for you. So give us a call here, 410-922-6680. Now let's talk to Carl, Bully's Quarters. Good morning, Carl. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing, Al?
I'm all right. What's going on?
I just wanted to call and let you know how we did last Saturday.
Well, how'd you did?
We got 13 between the four of us.
Well, that's not bad. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. I'm not complaining.
Yeah, I bet you had trout for dinner, didn't you?
No, we filleted them up, and we're waiting to get some more when they've given all the stock. And yeah, remember, my boys ain't little. They eat.
Yeah, I know they're big boys. That's for sure. I've been getting the stocking schedule on a daily basis. And I guess anglers can do that too. Or if you go on the fishing report, you can get the daily stocking report from the fishery service. I got the April 3rd, and it tells me that they stocked in the delayed harvest area, the Middle Patuxent. Tells me they stocked Lake Needwood with 2,200 trout. They put in Montgomery County. They put another 700 in catch and return area in Montgomery County. But then if I go back here to the, I think I saw it on, and this is all online, folks, on the Fishery Service website. They're really putting an effort into letting people know. This is the April 2nd. They did stock, Cunningham Falls Lake with 1,000. They stocked 750 in the Farm Museum Pond. They stocked Roberts Mill, Tawnytown Pond with 500. And some other stockings in PG County, Koska Lake, Greenbelt Lake, Lake Artemisia, and Tucker Pond. So, I mean, a daily basis, I know. For example, on the 2nd, they put 1,000 trout in Lake Habib, which is Rocky Gap Lake and State Park and Casino up there. So, you know, if you want to stay informed, you can be informed. You just got to go and jump on your computer on a daily basis, Carl, and find out how that all works. So,
Carl Jr. takes it. He's the one that's in the computer, and he calls me up and tells me, "Dad, they're in such and such." Okay, let's go.
There you go. Sure.
But right now, we're just. Have you heard anything? Are the white perch running?
Well, I think the water temperature's been a little delayed. I haven't gotten any reports. I have a guy on the Eastern Shore that I'm in contact with all the time. He seems to think that the water temperature is still a little bit too chilly. We caught a couple males a week ago, which is the little forerunners of the run. And Keith Lockwood was on here a couple weeks ago and told us about the, it does look like it's close. But I would say if we get a little breakout temperature this week, I mean, what we've had here in the last 2 days will help. And I think next week's going to be the week.
I hope so. I hope. I'd like to take a run down, Monday or Tuesday.
Well, give it a shot, man. I'm going down probably Monday or Tuesday myself. So.
Well, then I'll just have, maybe I'll run into you.
Well, you just might. Jacob's off school. I told him I'd take him down to the shore, and we'll see which day that's going to be. He's leaving on vacation.
Well, that's where I first met you face-to-face, if you recall.
Yeah, I know.
Because you had a whole box of the little shad darts that you bought at that store, at that sporting goods store, when they went out of business there in Abingdon.
Yeah.
Or Aberdeen.
Yeah.
You gave me a couple. I was freaking out.
Uh-huh.
I was like, well, somebody's actually giving me something.
Yeah. That was in Aberdeen, man. Now I can't remember the name of the store, but it was Frank Hall was the guy that what was Frank's last name? Frank, big guy. Oh man, I used to love going in there. They were a customer too.
Is that where
the restaurant is now? Where that sporting goods store was? There's a.
Man, I can't remember.
Yeah.
All I know is when you went in there to get your bait, like for going down the shore.
Yeah.
You get down the shore, and your crab shrimp was still alive.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They did sell quality bait.
Oh, yeah. Kind of like Clyde Sports Shop. They get their bait in often. So, all right, Carl, I got to go, buddy.
All right, man.
Good luck to you.
I bet you. Well, I just wanted to tell you, with that 13,
yeah.
Junior's the one that got his limit.
Yeah, of
got
course.
Got another one of them Palomino trout.
Yeah.
Like the fourth one that boy's caught. And Dad still ain't caught a Palomino.
Well, Dad, I'm going to give you a tip. You want to catch some Palominos?
Yeah, got to go where they're at, right?
Well, no, you got to switch your bait.
Really?
Yeah. White bread. A ball of white bread.
I'll have to try that then.
All right, that's all.
All right, man.
See you, buddy. Thanks.
Have a good one.
All right, Carl. Bye-bye. There you go. Now, let's see. We talked about NPLB. We need to talk about, yes, we do. A couple of them here. We need to talk about our friends at Chesapeake Outdoors. I started to talk about them earlier. I was in there the other day. For you turkey hunters, the Zinc Avian X decoys, they've got the Jake, they've got the breeder hen, they've got the lookout hen. These are the most realistic turkey decoys you will ever see in your life. And I'm not kidding about that. These are the Zinc Avian X decoys. You need to check those out at Chesapeake Outdoors. They've got a whole display of them there. And, of course, they have the shotguns and ammo for spring gobbler and the calls and the decoys and everything you need. But that's on one side of the store. On the other side of the store, of course, is a giant selection of striped bass rockfish trolling lures and bait. I mean, they've got every type of trolling lure, every size, every color of umbrella and bucktail, and just brand after brand, and the big giant mojo heads, the 20 and 24 and 28 ounce heads, you name it, they've got it for striped bass. And they'll put, you know, fresh line on your reel. They've got the Bubba blade knives if you want to do the best fillet job you can do. And let's not forget about their complete selection of bows. The new line of bows is the folks from Hoyt have decided to sell their bows through Chesapeake Outdoors, and that's great. They've got Hoyt and Matthews. The crossbows are Mission and Parker and Barnett and you name it. They've got them all. They've got Excalibur, the whole deal. So why not stop by Chesapeake Outdoors and get outfitted for spring? The first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. You owe it to yourself to stop there when you're on the Eastern Shore. You cross the Bay Bridge. You go a couple miles to exit 39B, which is Dominion Road, and you will find a complete selection of everything you need for striped bass. 410-604-2500. Don't forget, they got the small baits, too, for the perch run. 604-2500 is the phone number. 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, new location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, it's the final week of Clyde Sports Shop's Ready to Rock sale. That's right. Tomorrow is the last day. So rock on in there today and make sure you have your empty fishing reels with you. They'll fill them up with premium line for just half price. Saw somebody getting some 40-pound test the other day. I think it was 2 cents a yard. I couldn't believe it. But it was he had five trolling reels there ready to go. You know, and I think it was like a, no, maybe it was 4 cents a yard. I can't remember what it was. But anyway, it was half price. It doesn't matter. It was half price. It begins at only 1 cent a yard for the, you know, for the smaller pound test. And the more you go, of course, the more, per yard it costs you. But just bring your empty spools in there and have them install new line. I might have been wrong about that 2 cents a yard. I think it was 4 cents a yard for 40-pound test. Because I remember he said, like, it was 1,000 yards. He had five reels, 200 yards on each reel, and it was going to be $40. So, yeah, that had to be 4 cents a yard. But still, that's half price. Penn reels, the GTI 330 for $89.95. The best-selling trolling combo, $139.95. That's a Penn reel, an Andy rod. And then there's a Penn 309 and a Shakespeare rod with a roller tip and line for just $89.95. All the Shakespeare rods, the Fluger reels, and the Shakespeare reels are on sale, all lined up there with the sale prices on them, and all Ugly Stick rods are on sale, too. Check out the complete selection of St. Croix rods that Clyde's has, and you will be able to obtain your fishing license, rod and reel repairs, terminal tackle, live bait. You name it, they've got it for fishing. And all rockfish trolling baits and lures are on sale. Not swivels. Not terminal tackle. The rockfish trolling baits and lures are on sale. Not swivels. Clyde's is located 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number there is 410-242-6108, 242-6108. If you want that 24-hour fishing hotline, that's pretty simple, 410-247-FISH, 247-3474-247-FISH. Let's talk to Will in Westminster. Good morning, Will. How are you doing?
Good morning, Mr. Allen. How are you today?
I'm good, buddy. What's going on?
I'm just calling to see if you're getting any reports on any goblin going on down the shore or Western Maryland or wherever in Maryland.
You know, yes, I'm hearing that the turkeys are in breeding mode. However, they're a little bit behind because I'm not sure why. I'm not sure, but they are in breeding mode from what I'm hearing, and I'm going to guess that if we get a little warm weather this coming week, Youth Day is probably going to be a dynamite.
I'm hoping.
Are you a Ute?
No, I'm taking my boy. I was actually down Chrisfield Monday.
Oh, really?
Heard nothing.
Yeah.
Saw one strutting in the field, and actually all the way home, I didn't see anything in the field.
Well, I was down there, I don't know, maybe 10 days ago. I was in Talbot County, I was in Dorchester County, and the birds were out everywhere. Now, they were just feeding. I didn't see any birds strutting. But it's a little early. And, you know, I'm looking at my dogwoods in the backyard, and I've always heard, you know, when the dogwoods are in bloom, that's the time to go for gobblers. Well, they're not even busted out yet. So, I mean, the leaves haven't even popped. So,
right.
You know, it's a little early. I don't know if that's an old wives' tale. Or an old turkey hunter's tale, or, you know, if people just kind of relate to that or not. I don't even have any forsythia blooming yet, so.
Yeah, I also noticed there was no bugs either going down the shore.
No bugs? Yeah.
I didn't even hit a one, which is kind of,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, well, kind of good. But it's, you know, everything's late. Everything's because of the winter and everything else, so. Understandably so.
Well, good luck if you go, sir.
All right, buddy. Same to you. Thanks, Will.
All right, thank you.
See you. Bye-bye. There he goes. Will's in Westminster, and that reminds me, our upcoming fundraiser, our dinner, our bull roast and benefit for the Maryland Hunting Coalition is coming up in Westminster the end of May. And I will tell you, we are just excited about the kind of stuff that we're getting. We're getting all kinds of hunting and fishing trips. We're getting duck mounts and deer mounts, and we've got crossbows and muzzle loaders and shotguns and rifles and you name it, we've got it for the hunters up there. As far as the auction, the silent auction, the live auction, and that type of thing, the raffles. Check out the Maryland Hunting Coalition. It's mdhuntingcoalition.org, and you'll see what happened there on the. You'll see what's happening there on the benefit and the fundraiser. And we could really use some sponsorship and some support from our business owners out there. If you'd like to underwrite something, that gets your name in the program, we'd love to have that. If you'd like to donate something, we'd love to have that too. We have done a lot. We have done a tremendous amount in this General Assembly. We're calling it five for five, and the news release went out yesterday that Maryland waterfowlers can now hunt with peace of mind. The coalition-led initiative on strict liability to conform the Maryland law with the federal law passed through the entire process and is on the governor's desk for signature as we speak. As we speak. Our bills were both passed through the House and the Senate unanimously. The Senate then passed the House bill, which means that that process is complete. We assume that the House is going to pass the Senate bill and complete the circle, but it's all done. The press release went out yesterday. The governor's getting ready to sign our bill, and we'll let you know when that happens. So it's wonderful that the Maryland strict liability law has been repealed, and it conforms now to federal law, which means that if you're cited for baiting, that both the feds and the Natural Resources Police must prove you intended to bait. So it's a good thing for waterfowlers. And if you're a member, you'll get your news release on that early next week, or your newsletter. If you're not a member, you can join at mdhuntingcoalition.org. Very simple to do. It's free to join right now and sign up for Maryland Hunting Coalition. We're doing good things, doing real good things. We are the voice of hunters in Annapolis, and we've proven it this session. Let's talk to Greg in Dundalk. Greg, good morning.
Morning, sir. How are you?
Doing great. What's up?
I want to hear what you heard about the crabbing season. I know DNR usually comes out with a report, you know, what they predict for the upcoming season.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything on the dredge survey yet. That's usually about the middle of this month that comes out.
Okay, because I know the past couple of years have been
It's
horrible.
Been horrible. I know. I know. And, you know, anecdotally, we're hearing that divers are finding dead crabs. Anecdotally, we're hearing that... Well, we know what the market is, but it's just because we don't have any crabs here. The market is, like I said, $220 a box coming out of Louisiana, which is a little over a bushel. So it's starting out high. I don't know if that's because they know we're suckers or if there's, you know, if the crab supply is that short in Louisiana. But, you know, it's all about supply and demand. We demand them here in Maryland, and they supply them. So.
What do you think the problem? I know one. It's got to be the rockfish. Whenever we cut open rockfish, there's loads of baby crabs in them, loads of them.
Now, are you a waterman, Greg?
Yes. Recreation fish crab.
But you don't commercially fish rockfish?
No, uh-huh. Not. But I've seen them when they bring them in, you know, when I catch my own, or if I...
So it's a rockfish is the problem. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, when you said that, I kind of figured you were on the commercial side, so...
I just seen what they bring in and cut it when they got the movement to a cleaning station.
Yeah, sure.
We loaded with baby crabs in them, and I was wondering if that was having an impact on them.
Well, of course it has an impact, but that's I'm not disputing what you say you see, but I don't blame it all entirely on the rockfish.
No, neither do I. I mean
it's cow nose rays. It's cannibalization, it's red drum, it's just everything eats a baby crab. There's no question about it, and you can't point the finger at just one thing. So
right, exactly.
Yeah, you see those big cow nose rays swimming the shallows, you know, in the springtime when the baby crabs are hatched, and you know they're there all pretty much all summer. You've got the red drum that just invaded the bay, you know, a couple of years ago, and they're all getting bigger, and they're all crab eaters. So, you know, I mean, it's a lot of different things, So,
I know a few years ago, it was
and water quality, lack of grasses, you name it, it's all out there.
Yeah, it's definitely everything's against us. 3 years ago, it was like 3 hours you had your bushel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now it's, you know.
Yep. Well, we had a couple nasty storms. We had some awful weather. We've had, some wet springs. There's everything in the environment affects everything else. And, if we could predict it and say what did what to who out there, I mean, one of the fisheries officials told me one time it's like managing bugs crawling across the bottom of the bay. How do you do that?
Yeah, exactly.
So. All right.
But usually you're saying middle of April would usually.
Yeah, I'll know something here pretty shortly.
Okay.
Thanks,
Appreciate
Greg.
It. Have a good day.
You do the same. Bye bye. There he goes. All right. Did I mention the Havre de Grace Decoy Festival? I think I did, but let's mention it again. Coming up here soon, May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. That's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Havre de Grace Decoy Museum. If you like decoy collecting, or just seeing that, or being in that realm, why not attend the 34th annual Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the at the Havre de Grace Decoy Museum? It's Friday evening, May 1st, Saturday, May 2nd, and Sunday, May 3rd. Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4, Friday night 6 to 9. The carving competitions, a silent auction, an outdoor hunting show. Has nonprofit and community organizations. 100 decoy, wildlife art, photography, and artists will be on hand, hunting and fishing suppliers and guide services as well. This is a family-friendly festival. Has great food, lots to see and do, free shuttle buses running between the museum, the middle school, and the activity center. Learn about the great hunting traditions of the Chesapeake at the Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Howard E. Grace Decoy Museum. Coming up May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, DecoyMuseum.com or 410-939-3739. That's 939-3739. See you at the Decoy Festival. Another event I'd like to tell you about is the upcoming fundraiser for the NPLB to support our wounded veterans. It's a bull roast banquet on Sunday, April 26th, and that's noon to 6 at the fairgrounds in the 4-H building, Timonium Fairgrounds, right on 2200 York Road. Tickets are $35 a single, $55 per couple. Kids under 10 are free. The bull roast, the live auction, the cash bar, and then after the event, the Fleetwood Mac tribute band's going to be there. You can attend the concert if you want. It's just $10 to do that. It's going to be a great event to honor our wounded veterans. It's Mark Hoke is the contact, 301-674-4234. That's 301-674-4234. Or call Susan Peacock at 301-775-7738. That's 301 area code. And one more time, the Maryland Fishing Challenge. You got to excuse me. I really got a nose full of stuff here this morning. Hold on a minute. All right, we're back. The Maryland Fishing Challenge is a free year-round tournament hosted by the Maryland Fisheries, DNR Fisheries Service for every recreational angler in Maryland. Eligible fish include all game fish from the Atlantic Ocean to the clear freshwater Deep Creek Lake, including more than 65 species of fish in five categories: freshwater, Chesapeake Bay and tidal, Atlantic Coast, catch and release, and even invasive species. And the youth division is connected to the online Maryland Youth Fishing Club. You know, the kids like the computer, so they can go fishing on the computer. No, they can go fishing out in the outdoors and get notoriety on the World Wide Web. So if you catch a fish of a notable specified size, you will receive your official Angler Award certificate and an invitation to the grand finale event. That's in September, where you could win a Tracker Marine boat package, an exotic fishing vacation from World Fishing Network, Costa Gear, tackle packages from Bass Pro Shop, Bill's Outdoor Center, and much, much more. Trout season's here. The perch run is on. The rockfish season is just around the corner. From the headboats on the Atlantic to the headwaters of a clear mountain stream, it's time. It's fishing time. Go fish. Official rules are online at dnr2.maryland.gov/fisheries. Get out there and enjoy it. There's the music. It's time for me to head out of here for a few minutes for the news break, and we'll be right back after the news. My name is Alan Ellis, and it's time for me to tell you, get out, stay out, and stay safe.